The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's the wild and wacky world of races. Oh, wait, that's the wrong show. It's the wild and wacky world of Wednesday Christian Radio with Attitude. So let's get ready to parlay biblical truths into meaningful applications. First up, there is great wisdom in engaging with the one who created you in order to engage for why he created you. Next, too many Bible-believing born-again Christians think the sidelines is their position on the God team. Here's a huge clue. That's completely wrong. And finally, we often gravitate to places of safety physically, emotionally, psychologically, and otherwise. Spiritually, however, that is called a bozo no-no.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. That might help now. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelation, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. How much more? A lot more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Now, you can reach out to us. You can call 972-445-0770. If you call, fantastic Jennifer's actually going to answer the phone because she's filling in for Terrific Tea, and she's just going to take care of you, and it'll just be like eating a chocolate cookie. It'll be fantastic. You'll feel comfortable right up until you get to me, and then you're on your own, and we'll see what happens. You can also text in 214-210-8483. I'm just letting you know that. For those that want to text, you're welcome to do that. Of course, we do praise reports, prayer requests. We do pop questions if we can answer them, something you might want to share about, or trivia, which we'll start off with now. Just a brief trivia question just to get the ball rolling. Then we'll talk about our trivia sponsor in the next segment, and we'll get it all together. Here is the first and most simplistic of all trivia questions. Here we go. You got to answer the rest of this. For the wages of sin is death. Now you got to finish that. You can call in or you can text in. Keep in mind, any topic, by the way, is open for conversation. And the simple reason is because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Couple things to start off with. You got your trivia question. We already got somebody calling in. That's how fast you got to be, folks. You got to be fast around here. Unless they're ordering a pizza, then you don't got to be fast, but you got to put my name on it. I love a lot of things, especially double cheese. I'm just telling you. Okay. All right. So here we go on our trivia. Okay. I'm going to reach over and push that. This is David. Who am I talking to?
William Rogers.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. I hope you're better.
I am better. Thank you so much. I appreciate you even saying that. All right, my friend. This is a classic passage. Has a lot to do with the core of our Christian faith and the foundations of our truth. Understanding this, the wages of sin is death.
What's... But the gift of God is eternal life.
That is correct. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Excellent job, my brother. Excellent work. That's the most important truth of the day. All the other stuff that you got going around you, it's pretty interesting, but that truth is the key, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen, my brother. Thank you so much. Excellent job.
Yes, sir.
Way to get the show going. God bless you.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right. That's the way we start the show. That's the way we start the show. Yay, yay, yay. Okay, so that's how we started going. All right. So a couple things I do want to bring up right away. I know a lot of people are having election hangover. What's that like? That's like a real hangover, only it doesn't involve alcohol. So it's kind of like what people are going through. And I'm going to make my response. We've got a really cool set of teachings that are really important for you to grasp. Before we do anything else, though, let's give a shout-out to End Time Ministries. Irvin Baxter passed away yesterday. He's the founder of the End Time Ministries, I believe. Him and Dave Robbins, who fills in for him. I had asked Jennifer. I think that's his son-in-law. And then he passed away, though, Irvin, yesterday about 12:30. And I just want you to be in prayer for the ministry. They're on right after us, and we have a lot of listeners that listen to them. And just pray for them. They just need prayer, covering, comfort. I mean, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, God is the God of comfort. That'd be good if you just spend a little extra time lifting him up. God bless them. Any warrior for the kingdom of God should be acknowledged. And that's just the way it should be. That's the way I'm going to stand with that. Okay, I'm going to do something I've not done before. And we're going to go completely off the rails for about the next, I think it's 6.5 minutes. Okay? All right, here we go. So most people that I know, that I'm engaged with, that I have some kind of connection to, most people are aware that yesterday was an election. And there was an election for the position of the presidency of the United States, as well as for positions in the Senate and positions in the Congress and the House. And as many people know, there is a lot of up and down that's going on. Now there's charges of this and charges of that. So I want to give you my 4-point take on this. And some of you are really going to like it, and some of you are really not going to like it. But keep in mind, I'm doing this out of the best I can, out of the spirit of love. And if you don't like me, you can still pray for me one way or another. First and foremost, as I have looked on Facebook, and as you have looked on Facebook, and if we've all have gathered together, one thing I did notice is a great deal of people praying for peace in our nation. Have you noticed that there's a lot of people, oh Lord, you know, let's, you know, bring this peace and so on and so forth. Here's something that you might not be aware of, but just in the stall of the election being called, there were not any riots last night that were at the same magnitude of other riots. There was not any tremendous amount of destruction of private property the way that there has been in the past. And the only thing that came to my mind was, you know, a lot of people have been praying for peace. Well, it might be temporary, but you got some. You got some peace. Because it didn't all go nutsy cuckoo last night, and people didn't got jumping out of buildings or driving cars into airplanes or weird stuff. And so, in a sense, while I was driving down the road today, I was thinking, it's not that abnormal from yesterday or the day before. And that's a good thing to remember, okay? That's number one. Point number one, we've been praying for peace. A little bit of peace, might be temporary, but hey, we'll take it. Number two, I want to say this in the nicest way, and I love you guys, and I know you're going to appreciate this, but there is a stunning arrogance of mankind in regards to this election. Please allow me to read this. Acts chapter 17, verse 24, "The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by human hands. He is not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. From one man he made all the nations that they should inhabit the whole earth. He marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that we would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us." The first thing I want to say, and this is from the book of Acts chapter 17, when Paul does his discourse to the people in Athens on Mars Hill. The first thing I want to say is there is an arrogance in humanity telling one another, we are going to determine who is probably one of the most powerful people on the planet, and excluding God from the formula. By that, I mean this. I don't know if you know this or not, so let me just say it. There's 240 million eligible voters in the United States. Okay? The difference when this is all said and done will essentially be somewhere right around the 2,400,000 range, or a 1% difference. Do you think that you and me, do you think that Republicans and Democrats, do you think that people are going to determine who is going to run the most powerful country over the next 4 years all by ourselves, but it's going to come down to just a sliver of humanity's choice? Or do you think God has some involvement somewhere? Do you think that the Lord knows how the governments run and knows what has to happen? In Daniel chapter 4, it says this, Daniel 4, his dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation, which means all the generations. All the people of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of earth. This is because God, watch this, big G, not little g for government, God is in charge. And what you got to recognize is, ready? God is in charge. And while you're freaking out, not knowing what's going to happen, watch this. God is in charge. Now watch this. We don't know what's going to happen, but God does. And if you've ever read the book of Revelation, he's already telling you. He already knows what's going to happen. He's kind of laid that out, didn't he? He already wrote that and said, hey, this is how it's all going to come down. God knows what's going to happen. He's not up there going, oh, I just don't know. Oh, it's so close. Oh, let's watch the news and figure out who's going to win. God is not far from any of us, nor this situation. Either way that this goes, God's plan of closing out the age, and I'll give this to Irvin Baxter, God's plan for closing out the age is still going to move forward no matter what happens. So what we should be doing is, according to 2 Peter 3:12, witnessing in order to hasten the day. But the bottom line is, God's plan is going to happen, period. And you think, well, does that involve Donald Trump? Does that involve Joe Biden? Does that involve Donald Trump and Joe Biden? Does that involve the Congress and the Senate and the United States and all the different countries? I don't know. God does. He knows who it involves, what it involves, what it takes, and what it will be. In the meantime, you and me, we're supposed to do this weird thing. Trust in God. Interesting. Okay, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I have wondered about him. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He's married to his best friend Noel, has 3 children, 6 grandchildren, plus a dog named Levi. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations. And is a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theological studies, and is involved in a PhD program. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people will have to listen to find out.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, 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 la.
Oh, that is...
La, yeah. La, 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 la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. So we, being not completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth, we got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end.
Remember, I'm Jewish, and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. I like Christmas. I like the season and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome. It's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree. And I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough, because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the tree, and I've got the act up, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Let's get ready for our next trivia question. But before I tell you this question, we're going to play a clip from our sponsor for the trivia.
Up next is Bible Trivia, sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Make sure your home is comfortable in any weather and contact the AC coach today. Call or visit him online at TexasAirKing.com.
There you go. Perfect timing, by the way. Thank you so much, Jennifer. That was excellent. Okay, here we go. Here's the next trivia question, and it is out of the book of Romans, so I'm hoping you've read some of this. Be not overcome of evil, but... Well, you got to finish that. Be not overcome of evil, but... Okay, there you go. Our number here to call, 972-445-0770. Our text number, 214-210-8483. In the meantime, let's not forget about the very important website we have, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okay, so don't forget about that. There's a couple of reasons why you can't forget about that. Here's the main reason you can't forget about that, because I'm not going to let you forget about that, because that's where we get our donations. So I don't know how to say that any clearer. Anybody, I want you to always take care of your home base first. Take care of your church. I mean, that's your responsibility, I think, in the Lord, to take care of your church and to be, you know, to take. But if there's extra, if there's any opportunity you can give and you want to give and the ministry is a blessing for you, we think it's great. Even if it's a little bit, it matters. It all matters. And we treat it, I hope we treat it, with a lot of respect and honor in stewardship before the Lord. Okay, we got somebody getting ready to answer the trivia. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Bobby out here in Climax.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I think you're talking about Romans 12:21. I used to teach it to my kids. Don't overcome evil with evil, but overcome evil with good.
That is correct, sir. You are 100% on target.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly right. Don't be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. You can overcome evil through the Holy Spirit working through you, given to you by Jesus Christ. If you do good in the kingdom, you can overcome that evil through the Lord. That is the way to go about it, my brother. Excellent job.
Thank you. My grandsons also have that Bible verse on the back of their helmets in Pee Wee football.
That is powerful. That's great.
I thought that was pretty neat.
That is neat. Excellent job. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. You have a good day. All God right. bless you.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. We're rolling. We're just a rolling people. We're rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep them down. Okay. That's a song I can't. Right. All right. Anyway, let's get to the text now, the rest of this. Here we go. So I want you to catch this. The title of these next three teachings is basically called Finding Your Happy Place. I can't think of better things to say. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 says this, and we are going to cover this in the future. Remember, tomorrow's Philippians, the expository, but we're covering just a little bit preview right now. Philippians 3, 12, not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. I remember when I was meditating, thinking about this verse, you know, the word meditate in the Hebrew means to turn it over and over and over again, kind of like pancakes where you flip them and so on and so on. It's like flip, 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 think about it. And the idea behind this is to understand that Paul, as far along as he was in his faith, and I have to say at this point he was pretty far along, right? He's writing, an apostle, he's writing script, he knows what's going on, he's being persecuted for the kingdom. Anyway, he says, not that I've already obtained all this. Even Paul, as far along as he was, is like, yeah, I got a long way to go. I have not arrived at my goal. I'm not there yet. I got more to learn and more to grow and more to do in the kingdom of God. But look at what he says. I press on. Listen to this. Now, most of us go to the next verse talking about the future or forgetting what's in the past and the future. We're not talking about that yet. I want to talk about this. But I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. You see, there's a reason that God picked you. There's a reason that he took hold of you. There's a reason that he influenced you and touched you, and he said your name and called you out of darkness into light. There's a reason. And Paul said, I want to take hold of that for which Jesus took hold of me. In other words, I want to seize that for which God seized me for and get onto that. And instead of saying, well, I've already arrived, he had a different attitude about that. He had the attitude of, I want to get this going. I want to move this forward. I want to keep advancing. And this takes us to a tremendous passage in Scripture. And I want you to think about this because this is, in historical context, this has to do with Israel. In practical application, this has to do with you. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us in the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? It would better have been better for us to die and serve the Egyptians than to die here in the desert. Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of that the Lord will bring today. The Egyptians you see, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only be still. Then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move forward. Here is something that a lot of people miss when they review Scripture, and that's that what we call the personal application element of the passage. And that has a great deal. We call it the DAP, the Dynamic Application Principle. And that has a great deal to do with you understanding that you can look at things and you might even be somewhat terrified. And you're like, oh my goodness, if things would have just stayed the same, they would have been better. But you're forgetting that God brought you out of Egypt, brought you out of bondages, brought you out of bad places, and brought you into a promised land. And there's a journey in that process. So you have to go through the wilderness. And then Moses turns to the people and says, don't be afraid. It's going to work out. God's going to do great. This is going to be awesome. And then God turns to Moses, or talks to Moses, and says, tell them to move. Move. Go forward. This is right about the point where I say this in church and church people gasp. But get off your blessed assurance. Go forward. Move. Take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of you. It's not done. It's not over. You're not on the sideline. Dave, Dave, come on, Dave. I'm older, Dave. I'm older. Moses was 80 when he started his ministry. 80. Don't tell me. The last third of his life is when it started. When he jumped in early in the first third, God had to set him on the side of the desert for the second third. Then he went into ministry. And what we miss is we need to move forward. It's like, I understand stuff's going on and there's politics and it's going up and down and everybody's going, blah, 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 blah. I get it. But in the meantime, there is a reason that just Jesus took hold of you and you're supposed to take hold of it. And in that taking hold of it, move forward, not backwards, forward. I asked this question to somebody. I told you this. I was in church 2 weeks ago. I was in the service, maybe it was 3 weeks ago, and we were just talking about the politics and so on and so forth at the end of the service, and I just said, well, if you were born in Canada, would you still want to be a Christian? And he said, of course. It's like, okay. See, my point is, I'm not telling you what direction you go. I'm just saying, it doesn't matter the nationality. You have a priority. It's seek first the kingdom of God. And in seeking first the kingdom of God, you need to move forward and keep taking hold of. And don't just stand there and go, oh, but this stuff's all happening and it's all bad. And stop Scooby-Dooing. Okay? There's a time where you just go, okay, time to move forward. And it isn't a coincidence that at the moment, by the way, in the moment that the foot of the first person touched the water, it's not a coincidence that then the water split open. Right? In fact, that water didn't split until they touched it. And then when they touched it, it went over. And by the way, they didn't walk in low water or they didn't walk in muddy water. All that stuff's ridiculous. The scripture is very clear. They walked on dry land. So they walked across the thing. It was dry, but they had to take the step. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of you do understand this. I'll just use a movie reference. You can hate me for it later. But if you remember Indiana Jones, I think it's the original Indiana Jones. Remember that he couldn't see. It was invisible, but he had to take a step. But he couldn't see where he was stepping. He took that step, found out there was a bridge under there, threw some sand on it. It's like, wait, there's a bridge there. Exactly. You don't think they made that up, do you? They didn't. That's what the Lord wants. When you see the bridge we're going to talk about next, it's a little bit of a mind blower. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
Thanks for listening to David Spoon on KAAM. Bible trivia is sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Trust the AC coach to take care of your heating and cooling needs. Call or visit him online today at TexasAirKing.com.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
We happen to be people who are able to, go with the Lord. while the flow is going, while the river is going, while the joy is going, and then something comes in the way like a pebble, like a pebble, and then we trip and we're like, ay, 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 and we don't know what we're doing. Here's the key. You're never going to be good enough. You're never going to be this superhuman, beyond capacity, exactly like Jesus in everything you say or do in each moment. That's not happening.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't forget our very good friend September and Glenn and their website, livinginhisgrip.com. Let's get ready for our next trivia question. Are you ready? Jennifer, you ready? You doing good? You feeling pretty good? Okay. Kind of one of those shows you just got to do the show. It's like you go through, you do the show. Here is the next trivia question. Ready? Who said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee"? Who said that? If you know that answer, you're welcome to call in at 972-445-0770. You're also welcome to text in. That will also work. 214-210-8483. Once again, I'm going to remind you about our website. I want to remind you about hemustincrease.org. Great place to go for you to check out some stuff. I got a sermon up there. Plus, there's other stuff up there that gives you the opportunity to give. All right. Looks like we do have somebody calling in for the trivia. It's a classic trivia question. Here we go. Let me drop things on the desk first. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello.
Hi, is this Brother Ace?
This is Ace.
Hey, yes, brother, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Everything's good.
Amen, brother. All right, you got a lot of wind. Are you on the road?
I am on the road. I hate to admit that, but I'm almost at home, so I'm not going to pay attention to you. I'm going to pay attention to the road.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Pay attention to the road, yeah, my amen. Friend. Amen. All right. Who said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee"?
Yeah, it was Peter to the poor man.
That is correct. What a classic story, and what a classic element in the book of Acts. He's like, you know, I don't have anything, but you know what I can give you? The kingdom of God. And bam, that made the difference. And that guy, through God, received more than he ever thought he was going to receive. If we could just remember that, we'd be doing pretty good, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. All the silver and gold world won't get you into heaven. You got to have the blood of Jesus, Yeshua, to do that for you. So faith in Him. Yep.
Amen. All right. Good job, my brother. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. All right. Okay, we don't have to play the website thing because I was just telling people about that, so I'm just letting you know, Jennifer, so we don't have to replay that. But I do want you guys to know, on that website there, I have Pastor Kurt's sermon up there from Sunday. It's just a great sermon. I don't normally put sermons up there either from the church I'm at or from anywhere, but this was a particularly moving, I thought, very effective sermon dealing with a lot of us who deal with discontent. And it was like, ooh. And I like a sermon that goes, "Come on, Dave. Come on, buddy. You can do better than that." It's like, yeah, I could probably do better than that. All right, we are going to cover, though, before we get into the rest of our teaching, a little bit of history.
Let's go live it in the past. Let's go live it in the past.
All right, couple things to tell you. None of them are earth-shattering. Today is Check Your Blood Pressure Day. That's good for anybody over 50. Period. I'm just saying. National Chicken Lady Day. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but it's National Chicken Lady Day.
Chicken Lady Day.
I have no idea what that means.
I don't know either.
It's like some lady that
eats chicken?
I don't know. She didn't invent chicken for crying out loud, so I don't know how that even works. National Candy Day. I'm okay with that.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
And then National Easy Bake Oven Day. Did you ever have an Easy Bake Oven?
I never had one. I feel so deprived.
I can tell you how you can make one at home. Go home, take off the lampshade, and then just put whatever food it is right next to the light bulb, because that was the heating element in the Easy Bake Oven, a light bulb.
I'm going to try that.
Okay.
I'll let you know how it works out.
Let me know how it works out. That's classic. Two other things to tell you, then we'll move on to the teaching. This is Jennifer Great. She's like, yeah, I'm going to do that, Dave. This I thought was fascinating. 1939, first air conditioning automobile was actually offered by Packard Motor Company for about $279. Now, here's the funniest part. It took up half the trunk and had no temperature control, and it ran continually, which means whenever the engine was running, it would run. You couldn't turn it off. Such a bargain. And then the last but not least, in 1993, the first Israeli commercial on for their Israeli television commercial ran, and it was the Israeli version of Wheel of Fortune. Like Wheel of Matzah, you know, kind of thing. That kind of – I'll just move on.
Yes, please do.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. All right, going back to this, you know, you guys, you have all this stuff that's going on, and I understand. It's not like I don't have it going on, too, and I get upset and go up and go down, and then I have to refocus, and not just for this show, but in my devotional time, I got to open up the Bible, and I was like, Lord, I don't want to be distracted. I don't want to be distracted by all these weird thoughts or all these different things or what if this happens or if this happened. Because ultimately, as Christians, the kingdom of God is what we seek first. And in that process, that has been given to us as a gift by God by grace. We receive it through Jesus Christ. We walk in it through Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's a wonderful thing. And we receive it by faith. And it's that faith that's an important part of what we're discussing right now. The Lord has given you a task. He's given you an assignment. He's given you an identity. And if you're thinking you're too old, you're wrong. You're never too old to be engaged in the kingdom of God. In fact, John was exceedingly old when he wrote the book of Revelation. He was on the island of Patmos. He'd already been an apostle for at least 60-plus years. And then he wrote it. You just don't know how the Lord will or won't do what he wants to do. He can do anything with anyone, anytime. It's like people are like, oh, what are you trying to say, that God can like talk through a donkey? Yes, that's exactly what he did. Listen to this passage in Hebrews 11. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as an inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. Here's Abraham, who is, of course, a stunning example of faith. He was the one who still believed God, even though he shouldn't have been able to have children, that he was going to have children. And when God called Abraham, he asked him to go to a place, now watch this, where the scripture says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, even though he didn't know where he was going. I think many of us will think, well, I'll do stuff for the Lord as long as I get the map. As long as he sends me the Western Union and I can receive it and then look at his plans, sign off on it to show my approval. But that is not how the kingdom of God operates, and that is not how God operates. As much as you all think that that might be a great idea, and as much as I often think that's a great idea, it just don't work that way. What the Lord requires of us is a journey of faith, and one of which we go forward without even knowing what's going to happen in the next step. And you think, well, that is not a lot of security there. Nope. Not from the worldly point of view, there's not. But there is a lot of kingdom there. There is a lot of
God there. And lest we think that this is something that just happened in the Old Testament, because I would never want you to think that, we just turn quickly to Matthew 14, 27 and 29, where it says this: Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," Jesus said. Just think about that. I don't think people really consider. First of all, Peter, the scripture says Peter walked on the water, W-A-L-K-E-D, past tense, which means he did it. He walked on the water. He did it for a little bit, didn't last forever, but he did, in fact, walk on the water. Jesus was not the only person to walk on water, but he's the only person to walk on water and not sink. Okay, let me say that. But look at what Peter said. He said, "Well, if this is really you, why don't you just tell me to come on out?" And instead of getting any definition of what's going to happen, Jesus is like, "Come on out. Water's fine." It's like, then Peter has to take his leg, and I want you to picture this, in a boat, and put that leg over the edge of the boat, not having any idea what was going to happen next. That's faith. And what the Lord calls us to, and it's not, you know, I'm not telling you to do or not to do anything. There are just things in your life where you won't take the step because it doesn't seem like it's secure footing in the context of you don't know what's going to happen. But that's the great thing about God. He does. And what's amazing about not knowing what's around the corner is the truth that you know who is around the corner, even if you don't know what that travel will bring. And so for all of us, as we go through this and you've got the, you know, election hiccups and you've got different things going on, and I've got news for you. If you think this is the end of that, you've lost your mind. In 10 years, it's going to be 1,000 times worse. Something dumber is going to happen for sure. Let me just prophesy in the name of the Lord. Something dumber is coming. Thank you. But you still got to focus on the Lord. Because it doesn't matter what you go through, what you do, where you are, where it's going. He is whom we are supposed to seek, and his kingdom and his righteousness. And so sometimes he tells you, hey, take a step. Go out in faith. Do something you just... That's crazy stuff. You know, that's exactly how I got on radio. I'm just the natty. I haven't even told you the story here. The original way I got on radio is I talked to Salem Communications and told them I thought their radio was terrible. That's how I got on radio. Yeah, you're supposed to get on the radio that way? I don't think so. Yeah, that's how it happened. All right. One day I'll share the whole thing in deep, deep detail. In the meantime, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am. The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon experience?
Woman walks into window and sues for injuries. Play that again. Apparently now being moronic entitles you to sue. Here's the problem. The person walked into a window and sued the restaurant owner because there was a window there. I want to say two things. One, my dog has more common sense than that because my dog stops at the window and waits. And number two, I guess with the $100,000 the woman is trying to get, she can buy a sensor that goes off and she can wrap it around her forehead so that whenever she's going to come close to an object, it will beep for her. What do you think? That's a good one.
The David Spoon Experience.
Amazing Grace. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We're thus far on the show. I'm giving you some Alka-Seltzer for your election hangover. That's what we're doing. Here's our trivia question. Next trivia question. Everybody's done a great job. It's a little tougher, so I want you to get ready. What is the first lie recorded in the Bible? Ooh, that's tougher. What is the first lie recorded in the Bible? If you think you know, you're welcome to call us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in at 214-210-8483. In the meantime, please do not forget our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. You like that one, huh?
Sorry about that. The mouse moved really slow, and I'm like, where's the little music thingy?
It's fine. You know, I do so many dumb things on this show, and it's true. In fact, a lot of you will hear this noise. Wait, let's hear that.
Oh, you're hitting the microphone.
Yeah, I hit the microphone with my headset.
That's professional.
I know. I've been doing it for 8 years. I know I'm good at this. I always thought that it was really not really proficient at radio until I had a person on as a guest, actually in the studio. And this person had been on radio for 30 years. Okay, live radio, 30 years. And then I asked him to give me to give the audience his name, his number, and his website, and he forgot his name right there in front of me. And then I thought, there's nothing I will ever do that will really be worse.
True, yes.
Than what he just did.
Forgetting your name is pretty bad.
Forgetting your name, it's the same thing you've had all along. It's like, wait a second. So, it's one of those things, folks. You just sit there and you think, really? I actually view that as a blessing, by the way. It gives me a little bit of space for those that haven't figured that out. All right, so we have somebody calling in on the trivia question. And I, like I said, unless they're getting us a pizza, which I had like a couple days ago, which I wasn't supposed to have, we'll give them a chance to answer it, okay? Okay. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, my brother, this is your brother, Richard, in Dallas.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I think I've got it. If not, that's okay. Is it where Abraham tells his wife, Sarai, to lie about being his wife when they go to Egypt?
That is a good one, but I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go way, 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 way earlier into the garden and tell me.
Oh, golly. I thought of that one first, but I said, well, no, it's too easy.
That's right. So that's the one. So who told that first lie then? Who was that?
Satan.
That's right, and posing as a serpent. That is correct, sir. That is awesome. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
The first thing that we should be aware of is the first fight for Christians, no matter where they go and what they do, is that there is lying involved, and you got to be aware of that. Like, ooh, that's not good. So we,
oh, golly. Listen, keep up the good humor. I love it.
Oh, I appreciate it so much. God bless you.
God bless you all. Bye-bye.
All right. Now, it is true, ladies and gentlemen, that I may have paid the audience member to say the word good humor. It's good humor. Okay. See what I'm saying? It's good. The humor was good. Okay. Never mind. All right, let's finish up. I think he's still on the line, though. I think you might want to click it. Okay, here we go. So we've been talking about first we talked a little bit about the election. Then we talked about recognizing you need to discover, or if you have discovered, you need to carry on with the very thing for which Jesus took hold of you in the first place. And not talking, of course, about salvation. That is the first and most important element. But there's still an assignment you have. There's still a reason he chose you. You whatever that reason is, you attach to it. And by the way, that reason does change in the sense that you're never done doing the work of the Lord. You're never on the sidelines. Even if you're a prayer warrior, even if it's just your presence, even if it's just a comment, even if it's just you supporting somebody in some capacity, emotionally, psychologically, physically, financially, whatever, you're always in the process of helping advance the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light. Period. You never stop. There is no, I'm stopping now. Okay, I've decided not to do anything. That doesn't work. You're either advancing one kingdom or the other, one way or another. It's like, this is how it's going to be. And it's how it's going to be all the way up until we're like dancing on streets of gold. So you might as well just deal with that. You know, there is retirement in some capacity, but then there's in other capacities, not so much. So it kind of got to think about how that works. So in that process, I do want to make sure that we understand one thing real quickly. And I'm going to give you this out of Exodus because it's an important portion. There's a lot of people that are like, yeah, but I'm too old. Exodus 7:7. Moses was 80 years old and Aaron was 83 when they spoke to Pharaoh. It's like, they lived a long time, Dave. Now, this was not the Genesis reference. This is Exodus. Last third of their lives, even less for Aaron. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that the Lord has brought many things before you, and you might have an opportunity to step into something, to serve into something in some way, shape, or form. Maybe it's a church ministry. Maybe it's what they call a para ministry, a para church ministry. Maybe it's ministry through television, radio, internet, whatever. Okay? Whatever. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, if there's an opportunity for you to take a step, step. If there's a door there that the Lord opens up, and maybe you've never done it before, never considered, I just don't even know if it's something that I can do. Well, first of all, you and God is a majority, so you can do anything with the Lord. If God be for us, who can be against us? Yes, it's in context of salvation, but it's still true. And Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 kind of lay it on the line. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That trust, the word says trust in the Lord with all your heart, that's the same kind of premise as the word lean. You're supposed to lean on the Lord and not lean on you. Why is that? Because we be shaky. I don't know how to say it any other way. Confidence in an unfaithful man is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. It's like, you don't want to depend on you. You're not that good. God is. And that's why it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. And all your ways, surrender to him. Submit it to him. Yield it to him. Give it to him. He will make your path straight. He will give you the direction. And so it doesn't mean that, you know, the things that he has for you, it doesn't mean that there's going to be huge spotlights and you're going to be thrust into the limelight and 500 million people are going to watch you. I see. That's how you want to do it? Because that's not how Jesus did it. Yikes. See, we want the fame and the power and the this. Now, forget that. You're going to face God at some point. There's something else he wants you to do. I would do it. If there's some open door that he's given for you to participate, I think participating is a great idea. Because then when you face the Lord,
You won't have to wonder, gee, did I do it? Yeah, try. And you know what? I don't even have a hard time. This is going to really blow people away. I don't have a hard time when people try to do something and it doesn't work. Paul went to Troas to meet Titus. Titus didn't show up. It was even an open door from the Lord, but it didn't work out and he left. Sometimes it doesn't work out. Okay. But you got to be willing to try. You got to be willing to step out of the boat and onto the water. You got to be willing to process by faith. That's what the Lord wants from you. And he wants his people to be people who trust him and walk with him. Just think about how great Abraham really was. God says, we're going to go somewhere completely different. You don't even know about it. Abraham's like, okay. He didn't have to go, but he just had confidence that God was as good as he thought God was. And that's what we have to do. So you're not out of the game. You're not on the sidelines. You're not over to the left or to the right. No, stop that. You're in the kingdom of God, helping advance the kingdom of God, helping advance the kingdom of light through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you don't need to be to the sidelines. You need to be in. And you don't have to be the number one. You don't have to be the quarterback. You can just be a part of it. Because there's only one real superstar that we're doing this for, and his name is Jesus Christ. And you want to do whatever is before, even if it's simply just taking an extra 5 minutes a day, 5 minutes, and just praying for ministries and different things and becoming an intercessor. Prayer is the most powerful weapon. It is so, so powerful. And Christians need more prayers all over, especially as the time is winding down. I think everybody can get a sense. Confusing times, right? But not a confusing God. That's a great way to think of it, right? All right. All right, tomorrow, don't forget, Philippians, expository. I'm going to hate this lesson because I'm totally guilty of what I'm teaching on. I hate that, but it's going to happen. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 23-hour break, then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.